best sketch radio show around.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Turnip FM, and not of course Wizard Wurzels. We've all got a brand new Combat Hours here, a lovely little tune there. Before that, we had the new single from the West Enders, that's called You Nothing. So, ladies and gentlemen, now it's time to a local interest story. I'm sure a lot of you are aware that an 86-year-old man by the name of Albert Puddicombe has become Tivoli's first lottery winner. And us is lucky enough to have Albert on the phone now. Albert won a staggering £34 million in a rollover last Saturday. So, Albert, can you hear me, boy?
Right, yeah, just fine, boy.
Now, Albert, tell us about you, my lottery win.
Sorry, bae, you
was a bit too devony even for Turnip FM there. What was that you just said, bae?
I was spending a lot of it right now.
Oh, you spend a lot of it right now. What are you spending money on, bae?
I got a brand new sports track, I have. Not coming up, sir, sports track.
Oh, blimey, bae. So, with a sports tractor, how fast do we go?
1 to 40 in 15 minutes.
Blimey, that acceleration must be incredible. Must feel like taking off a jet. Imagine travelling at 40 miles an hour in the lanes, ladies and gentlemen. Some thrill. Nathan Albert, what else are you spending money on? Probably a sports tractor.
I've done the house, I'm dead. You
done what, bye?
A brand new house, I've done dead.
Ooh, brand new house. Where's that one to?
Can't be telling you on the radio.
Oh, that's true, but you get a lot of people coming wanting money off you. Have you had any local people, you know, showing an interest in your winnings?
Yeah, apparently everyone on the street's my cousin now. Apparently I've got 429,000 cousins in Devon. I don't know how that many.
Oh, that's interesting, isn't it, boy? So you didn't know any of these people was your cousin until you won the lottery?
Oh, yeah, even my best mate says he's my long-lost brother. I don't know what I believe anymore.
Oh, a strange state of affairs, isn't it, boy? Well, I suppose you've got two options, but you can either give them all a pound each or have a DNA test, I suppose, but that's true, all that newfangled science. We don't want Brussels trying to push us around with our fancy words and our book learning.
That's right, Tiz.
Alright then, Bill. Well, thank ever so much for ringing in, Albert. And do keep in touch and let us know how the old lottery spending's going.
Alright then, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.
And this is the West Enders with You Nothing.
Your God is nothing.
Your Jesus is nothing.
Your Allah is nothing.
Your Buddha is nothing.
Your Muhammad is nothing.
Your Vishnu is nothing.
Your Shiva is nothing.
Your Ganesh is nothing.
Your Zeus is nothing.
Apollo is nothing.
Venus is nothing.
Bin Laden, nothing.
Gordon Brown's nothing.
Tony Blair's nothing.
Barack Obama's nothing.
Your mum is nothing.
Your dad is nothing.
Your sister's nothing.
Your brother's nothing.
Your auntie's nothing.
Your uncle's nothing.
Your gran is nothing.
Your granddad's nothing.
Your mum is nothing.
Your dad is nothing.
Your sister's nothing.
Your brother's nothing.
Your auntie's nothing.
Your uncle's nothing.
Your gran is nothing.
Your granddad's nothing.
Your Tesco's is nothing.
Your Morrison's is nothing.
Your Summerfield's nothing.
Your Marks and Spencer's nothing.
Your Happy Shopper's nothing.
Your Mason's nothing.
Your car phone warehouse is nothing.
Your Subway's nothing.
Your phones for you is nothing.
Your Marmaras is nothing.
Your pizzeria is nothing.
Your Alibaba's nothing.
Your Penguin Fish Bar's nothing.
Your John's is nothing.
Your Fire's Tux is nothing.
Oh, I can't think of it.
Thank you.
Jake is nothing, Dylan is nothing, Combo is nothing, Pikey is nothing, Lennox is nothing, Corey is nothing, Jordan is nothing, Dan is nothing, Combo is nothing, Pikey is nothing, Lennox is nothing, Corey is nothing, Jordan is nothing, Dan is nothing. Back with Alexi or something, or are we nothing?
Taxi! Taxi! Oh, hello, mate. Oh. How you doing? You alright?
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Oh, Clumpton, please.
I don't go cully, mate. It's horrible down there these days.
How do you mean you don't go cully?
It's overrun with everything. It's got AIDS and everything down there.
Look. Well, can you take me near cully?
Don't really like to, but I suppose if I have to, I will.
Well, mate, I've got to go cully. My auntie's there. That's why I come up. I come up on the train to see my auntie.
Oh, where did you come from?
Plymouth.
It's only a safe place these days. Yeah.
Wait, what's happened with cully?
Oh, you don't really want to know.
Really?
Yeah.
Mate, sorry, I don't mean to tell you your job or anything, but we don't seem to be going the right way. This is the motorway. We're going away from Devon now.
Yeah, I totally don't like going that way, because now I thought we might as well go the long way.
Right, this is sort of the way to Bristol?
Yeah, I know, my car is pointing in this direction, so I thought, oh, might as well go this way.
Right. This is Taunton, mate.
Yeah, your point is.
Right, okay, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
This is Redden, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you look to the left, that's where Dad used to run the lorries.
Oh, really? How long ago is that? Hang on. What are we doing? We're heading into London now. What are you doing?
Be quiet, I'm going 80 miles an hour.
Coming to a radio station near you, in a voice slower than physically possible, Frankenstein, the most miserable teenager in the world.
Master, I got brains. Shall I throw the switch?
Nearly, Igor. It's nearly time. At last, my creation is complete. I have made the world's stroppiest teenager. A young boy so full of malice and self-regard and self-obsession that he has no thought for anyone else or nature of consequence.
Master is so clever.
Yes, Igor, yes.
I'm going to turn the switch.
Okay, Igor, I'm going to stand back now, and then we shall animate the teenager who is so stroppy and so moody that using him we can take over the world by weakening everyone with his constant repetitions and asking for fags and money. Igor! Throw the switch!
Master!
Time, mate.
He's perfect. Stroppy teenager, how do you feel?
Have you got a cigarette?
He's wonderful. Better than we ever hoped. Stroppy teenager, here's £10. What will you spend it on?
Beer.
Would this teenager like to go up Tesco's?
Yeah, I want some Tesco cheap beer.
Tesco cheap beer he screams for and fags. He's perfect, Igor. We have made the stroppiest teenager of all time. Let's try some tests on him. Teenager, pretend that I am a teacher asking you to do your homework. Where's your homework?
You think I'm doing that? You must be joking, mate.
Pretend that I'm a policeman asking you to stop swearing in the street.
What are you chatting, mate?
It's perfect. A wonderful creation. With this teenager, we can be taking off as Valdigans.
Shut your trap, mate.
biz and mids, it's me, Johnny Kingdom here, North Devon's number one naturalist. Now, last week, us went badger watching along the Torker Trail and paid a visit to Bambi. This week, us is gonna go watch some teenagers down the bus station down Cully. Now, they can be very frantic if they get roused, so it's gotta be very, very quiet. Creeping up to the bus station now. Oh, I can see the lights of the fags. Them in there. Get me binoculars out. Make our way up. Let's see if we can hear what them saying.
What are you looking at?
What's that jack-off looking out of his flipping binoculars?
I think they've seen me, Buzz and Mids. Oh, maybe I'll try and make contact with them. Hello, teenagers?
Shut up before I flick my faggy, mate.
Oh, they're a lovely bunch in them. I don't mind saying I'm shaking. Teenage boys, I got some cider for you. Got some cider?
Yeah.
I'll toss the can of cider in and see what happens.
Hey, prick, you hit me in the face.
Sorry about that, boy. Now, they've opened the cider. They're all scrapping over it. Oh, one of them's got it. He's glugged most of the can. Oh, now the others have got the can and they're playing football with it on the ground. This is really fascinating, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you could see this. It's a beauty, beauty sight to watch. A bunch of teenage boys in their prime kicking a cider can around. Now, luckily, I brought some other treats for them with me. I know that they survive on cider and also cigarettes. So I'm going to bung this packet of 20 bends and edges in. Here you go, boys. Have some fags.
Cheers, mate. Cheers.
Let's get deuce.
Ah, here we are, Hound. This seems to be Tiverton Railway Station. It's light. Maybe I should call us a hansom cab to take us into town.
Yes.
Cabby?
Hello?
Could you take us into town, please? We're staying at Miss Muppet's boarding house.
Oh, yes, that'd be very good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Maybe we should ask him about the Daves.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hello.
Do you know anything about these weird and mysterious Daves about?
Oh, there'll be no Dave, no Dave. Oh, no Dave.
Sound a bit jittery there, sir. Are you okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine, but there'll be no Dave.
He seems reluctant to talk about the Dave situation. How puzzling. Good afternoon, madam. I take it you're the proprietor of this guest house. I would like a room for my associate and I.
I don't have any bed.
Oh, no rooms at all.
How may that be? I mean, there seems to be no one around.
This is a guest house, isn't it? Why don't we ask her if she knows anything about the Daves?
Excuse me, do you know anything about the Daves?
I don't have any bed.
She seems to be repeating, us ain't got no rooms, bae. What can it mean?
Maybe she hasn't got no rooms for the Daves or for people who aren't Daves.
Yes, and what is bae? Maybe she means something to do with the sea.
I think maybe it's just a Devonshire word.
Colloquialism. My, you are clever, Hind. I'd never pick that up. So, madam, if we could ask you just one more time, do you know anything about the Daves?
I don't have any bag.
Right, I think we might have to stake out across the road, you know.
Yes. Just
watch her, because I think she may be a Dave.
Three. Something. Get him.
Now, welcome back to the Oscars, and now, this is a big one, ladies and gentlemen, what we've all been waiting for, the nominees for the Best Actor Award. First up, we have Arnold Schwarzenegger for My Mom Had My Own Baby.
Mommy, mit Baby im Stank, ein, zwei, ein, now she's liver pains, nine, I will be back.
Thank you, that was a great movie. And now, The next nominee is Al Pacino for Shouty Shouty Sweary Sweary.
You, you're in a car. Cadillac car. You said clothes and thus. I close, that puts me over the top. You stupid. Where's your lane, you train?
And the final nominee, Mr. Dylan Bellar for I Live in Exmouth.
I live in Exmouth. This is not, I don't want it, it's nothing. Nothing to me at all. It's, I don't, no, I don't want it. It's sh**. It's cool to me. Absolutely cool. It's nothing. But thanks anyway. But it's nothing.
Hello, and welcome, children, to the Bedtime Stories. I have with me Jake, and he's going to read a section to you from the book, Raging Bull.
They've torn every charge they could on me, maintaining a place for the purpose of lewdness or prostitution, encouraging a minor female to prostitution, contributing to the delinquency of a minor, permitting a minor to be served alcoholic beverages. All I could say was, honest to God, Joey, I have no idea what the hell it's all about. Joey shook his head. Jake, they charge you with being a pimp for a 14-year-old dame. I know, for Christ's sake, I yelled at him. What I'm saying is I don't even remember the dame. I can't remember having seen her. For Christ's sake, even when people can't understand I'm not fooling around with no 14-year-old kid under any circumstances, what the hell would I be doing with any fancy stuff that would endanger a place that I got $100,000 tied up in? What, am I dumb over here? Do you think I'm crazy? Joey shook his head again. I've been talking to the assistant state attorney, he said. He told me he don't think they have too much of a case unless he's giving me the snow job. He showed me pictures of this dame dressed up. She looks older than my wife. What, are you kidding me?
Why, thank you, Jake. That was a brilliant section from the story. Well, good night to you children all around the world, and we'll see you later on.
Giving it all that, do you know what I mean? Giving it all that, what are we talking about? Bish bosh, wallet, put the kettle on.
Lovely, double top.
Nah, man, because you're thinking you're a bad man. You cannot stand up to me, because I will shank you, blood.
Bruv, don't step to me giving it that, yeah, don't bring it, bruv, because you ain't gonna like it when I play my tunes, bruv, innit?
Yeah, bring the bass line out, because I will be shanking you, blood, and you can't stand up tall, because you ain't big man, you's little alike.
Bro, you feel me, yeah, you come in here, yeah, giving all that, like, you're big man, innit? But there's nothing behind it, it's just talk, bruv, innit? It's empty words, bruv.
Well, I'll pull up my 9R on you, and I will kill you, blood.
Ian Luxon.
Sam Twyman.
My name's Don Walker.
Tom Fleming.
Jack Wackersparg.
Lennox North. Lake Jake.
Joe Hasquith.
Amy George.
Charlotte O'Brien.
Dylan Banner.
Carl Williams.
Tony. Good Butcher.
A Wolf and Water production in association with the Ivy Project.